down for the clump and say hi's a plumber with race eyes doing weird shit. Like, this will make the biopic round up, hit Zach's bees, get the winning things real quick, bills still stacking to the ceiling. What you mean it ain't working? What you mean you ain't find yourself?
I am, I'm trying.
What you mean you ain't got no cash?
I got a little bit.
What you mean? What you mean? Shouldn't your pockets be big just like a fat chick? Shouldn't your mama be done paying the house off? Shouldn't you have a real big ass ego? Shouldn't these girls be flocking just like seagulls?
Just to me, I like a wrist. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Just to me, I like a wrist. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody tryna give me shit.
The original licks, flickety higher than Yosemite. Breaking the mold, mentally master with no limits. And making them say, huh, they won't ship and I force viciously. Watching the floor tipping your temple of authenticity. Often they say I'm off it, I offer my cross sympathy. They forgot what we on, I remind them of hostility. Hot diggity damn, everyone running scams. Gotta cover your clams and take another glance. Running a clinic, no scans, ain't no one claiming yo mans. It's all pertaining to plan, call me the architect. Lap you in the UFO, I haven't started yet. Still gotta figure out exactly where to park it at. Moses with a pen, each line in notion I can part it at. But that's too deep.
Don't call me stupid, that ain't the way my name pronounced. Don't call me stupid, I got too many hoes right now. Poolside in Houston, tryna see if Beyonce will take me for adoption. Broke ass rich suburbs, a civilian shot in third world, we just by the fountain. This is Merlin Wood, man. Everywhere I go is the woodlands. I need a honey butter, vodka in a Sprite can. When I'm in the Whataburger, all the kids know who I am. I need a honey butter, put a lean in my Sprite can.
Just to me, I like a wrist. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Just to me, I like a wrist. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit.
I got a record, but I'm clean as they come. I'm Godzilla, when they see me, they run. On 37th, used to run from the Bloods. The undercovers got a duck when they come. I moved out and in a couple of months I'ma be a pop star, they call me a thug. I used to write raps on the back of the bus. Now I'm in the front seat shifting the gears.
It's funny how things can change.
$300 to my name led to Hollywood.
I was living off ramen and cheese.
$500 on these dinners, never have to pay. Growing up, my teachers told me,
you better get them grades up if you wanna finish high school. And after high school, you better get a degree, cause it's a doggy dog world, you can live in the street.
Flashback, I had my Walkman in the minivan, listening to NSYNC, saw my name on the CD. Bleach blonde tips, wanted to be JT, wanted to do big things, had to fulfill a dream. One might say I was doomed from the get-go, but those same people assume, cause they'll never know what it's like to be called to what's not set in stone. I am one with the ebb and flow, that's all I know.
Just to me, I like a wrist. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Just to me, I like a wrist. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody trying to give me shit. Just to me, I like a wrist. I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody tryna give me shit. Just to me, I like a wrist. Think I need someone who can handle it. Ice on my buzz and my wrist is fixed. I don't need nobody tryna give me shit.
Seem to understand me when I say I'm feeling blue. can't get you out my mind. You send me pictures. I ain't calling crisis. You send the pictures. Your harp is tried to load it. Wait for time to come. It might take you to Rome. It's all about religion. It's all about constructing the chemical reliance on.
Talking shit, making me feel bad.
Man, fuck them kids, bro. Look around, bro. Look at life.
Man, you're right.
Man, you see these fine bitches over here?
Yeah,
you see these trees, man? You see this water?
I guess it is okay.
Come on, man. You got so much more to appreciate, man.
Man, you know what? You're right.
You're damn right I'm right. I can't remember a time I was goddamn wrong.
Man, thanks, little bug.
Ain't been getting high. Well, maybe a little, baby, I don't wanna lie. I know when you text me, girl, I don't always reply. Well, you're not an angel either, you can't even fly. I notice you think that you know shit. All this shade that's coming at me, I wonder who throws it. They can't see the vision, boy, they must be out of focus. That's a real hot album, homie, I wonder who wrote it. Oh shit, okay, pray them niggas go away. Oh, we sell the clowns around, it look like Cirque du Soleil. This is not the album either, these are just the throwaways.
this shit still so cold when it drop. It's gon' be a motherfucking snow day. Ayy, boy, it's good and he knows it. He don't say it, he shows it. I'm just like DeRozan. If I shoot it, it goes in. I'm in Cali just coasting. Get him so wet, they need coasters. I got a selfie with Oprah. I just ain't ever posted. And I'm in my happy place posted. I ain't frowned since 06. I ain't cried since 01. My bad, like Six Flags, and your house is no fun.
You can come back to mind though. Your friend in Cupid is fine though. We gon' end on a high note.
I spy with my little eye a girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye a girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little eye. I spy with my little light. Oh, I spy with my little light. I spy with my little light.
She said she 21, I might have to ID that. All my bitches come in pairs like balls in my nutsack. I remember riding around the city in a hatchback, looking for a problem with my young goblins. I'ma send them all to home with a neck throbbing. I done made so much money that it's not stopping. Got my brothers on my back like the last name. I remember telling everyone I couldn't be tamed.
6 months later, I had something on. Went from fake chains to diamonds in another lane. Went from can you take me here to screen out the lane. Went from Jared's nigga lane to remember my name. So I remember all the people who ain't fuck with me. They went to college, now all the niggas is history. I upgraded from gold to diamonds and my tea. Riding deep in the van like we looking for a mystery.
My little lie, a girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little lie, a girly I can get, cause she don't get too many likes. A curly headed cutie I could turn into my wife. Wait, that means forever, ever, hold up, never mind. Oh, I spy with my little lie. I spy with my little light. Oh, I spy with my little light. I spy with my little light. Oh, I.
Gangsta, you wanna know my identity? and put a whipping on their cunt. They have their mothers to call, but if you fuck one mom, you done fuck them all. And I really don't give a fuck, cause if your mom offers me the pussy, she's stuck.
Now that's what type of nigga I am. I'm always game to run a train. God damn, six different holes a night. I use lubricated rubbers to make the pussy feel right. Better safe than be a victim. If you got a Jimmy hat, go ahead and dig him. I put the pussy in its place, and right before I nut, I pull it out, then to the face, and tell the bitch to keep sucking, and prepare herself for her first butt fucking. And when I'm done, straight to the tub.
Gangsta, gangsta, boogie.
Just call me the gangsta of love.
Gangsta boogie, gangsta boogie.
Today's special is Ghetto Dope processed in Fifth Ward, Texas.
Ooh, that's a place we get all the good shit. Yeah.
We sell so much of this until they want to know what we put in. Okay, I'm going to share this recipe with y'all. Hey, John.
What up?
Give me an ounce of that Ether Fifth Ward.
Good evening, everyone. How you doing? You've just been listening to Gangster Love by N.W.A. All right, folks, lean back, relax, and enjoy the next hour of
You Richard.
D. Relaxation hour, folks. Get in there, baby. You're going to enjoy it real nice. Get in there.
Okay, so we have our friend Duncan with us here tonight.
Hello, Duncan.
Hello, Duncan.
Good evening, Richard.
How's your day been, Duncan? What have you been up to?
It's been a long day. I've been hanging out. I've been watching a little Jeopardy. I've been sitting around just hanging out with the boys. You know, just doing the same old thing.
Same old thing, right?
Exactly. So what's up?
Just chilling. Yep. Happy Diwali to everyone listening out
Thank
there.
Thank you. I've been celebrating.
Hope that was a good time.
Is that really tonight?
It is.
That just ended, yeah.
So Richard, I heard that you came prepared with a list of topics for us to go over tonight.
The first thing that I sort of saw, and I think it's kind of interesting, is just pretty simple, you know. If a girl asks a guy out on the date, does that mean that the guy is paying?
Incredibly heteronormative.
It is incredibly heteronormative. Excuse that. But, you know. What do you think? What do you think the protocol is in that situation?
I feel like I've had this conversation. Okay. Let me switch the question slightly.
Okay. Wait, before you keep going, shout out to my buddies, Kanab and Pid, who are tuning in right now. Keep it real.
Is it just them?
Are they
our only two listeners currently?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. All right, let me just switch that question a little bit. If you go on a date, and let's say you're out to dinner or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. We're just gonna assume that it's a heterosexual date, and okay, that being understood, the guy usually pays, right? But then she orders the most expensive thing on the menu. Are you offended?
Right. Duncan, let's hear your thoughts on this one.
What's your instinctual reaction?
My instinctual reaction is that it depends how much you're trying to get it.
Sorry, say that one more time.
It depends, folks, how much you are trying to get it. Folks,
if she's
extremely cute and she may order the filet mignon, the proverbial most expensive item on the menu is, if you are extremely trying to get it, then you're going to pay for that.
It doesn't matter. Would you feel upset about it? Would you be wow, how dare you?
There's no assumption that you're going to pay for it, really. You haven't she could.
No, but that's the unwoke assumption.
What's the woke assumption?
Yeah, but assuming that the woke assumption is the way things are is that's pretty it's pretty woke.
Too woke? Too woke for
maybe
your date?
For the general public.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you, Richard?
Yeah,
I would just like to say I'm really enjoying the backing track right now. That's Interstellar, right?
Yes. Philip Glass.
Brilliant. Right now it's ain't that right?
This is an atmospheric sci-fi soundtrack that I'm playing off of right
intriguing.
Now.
Oh, it's very chill.
Just the mood that I'm in currently.
Chill. Do you see how about me? I mean, I think that it depends on how obvious the push on their end is to be hey, pay for my meal. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's not. It's just normal. Let's say, okay, then it's the most normal situation. You met in class, you decided to go get dinner.
Yeah, then whatever. Order whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's Chili's, yeah.
It doesn't matter how much
you
want to
get. I mean,
are you asserting your dominance by paying for it? If it's you're going to masala or you're going to mint.
Uh-huh.
Or something. By paying for that, are you trying to dominate, or are you just sort of absorbing the money of going on a first date sort of situation?
I think that either way it works out, I'd be okay with it, you know?
Yeah. But if it's you're not answering my question, though.
Be specific then. What's your question?
Are you paying for it? Are you paying for it? Or are you guys going Dutch?
I mean, if it...
Well, it's not explicitly stated. That's
No, I'm asking Richard, though. Richard, what are you doing? Are you gonna go Dutch, or are you gonna pay for it? You gonna pay for it?
I actually think that I'm going in happy.
Would you assert yourself and saying I'm the man of the situation, I'm paying for it, or is that not you?
No, not really.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I think if the impetus comes to me, mm-hmm. During the dinner or whatever, then I'd be yeah, sure. But also if it doesn't, then it's fine. I think splitting the bill seems to be actually the standard, I think.
That seems to be the way things
are
going.
Which is good.
I like that a lot.
I bet you do. Yeah.
Come on.
But whatever.
I feel I kind of the whole whoever asks who out pays.
I like that idea
more.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
I don't know. Because then it's it works two ways. On one level... you're technically splitting the bill always, but also it like incentivizes the other person to make an equal effort.
That's true. That's true.
To ask you out. So, think.
fair. Quick small change of topic. Duncan, while you're here and you haven't been on the station before.
Oh yeah?
We have one question to ask you. You can be given $10 million and so you can just take that money, but a hyper intelligent snail will be following you for the rest of your life. And if it touches you, it kills you.
Okay.
Do you take the money?
wait, hold up. What does that mean? A hyper-intelligent snail, will it affect him in any way if it doesn't touch him?
Yeah.
No.
How hyper-intelligent are we talking?
Like, more intelligent than you or me, but
that doesn't
still
take
a snail.
Much. How are we talking?
Okay. Okay, let's say more intelligent than the IQ score of Donald Trump, which is
okay,
apparently 156.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Is that real news?
Real news.
Real
everybody.
News? Okay.
Yeah, clearly. But yeah, anyway, intelligent snail.
Mm-hmm.
He's after, do you take the money? You get $10 million.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's your plan? Because if the snail will try and find you and will try and kill you.
All right, so worst case.
The snail is bloodlust for you.
Worst case scenario, I die. Is that really the worst case?
Oh, come on. play for the living, you know?
Worst case scenario, I move to the middle of central to northern Alaska, build a cabin, have a wood stove.
That sounds nice. Honestly.
Yeah. Worst case scenario, I do the exact same thing, but I die slightly earlier.
Snail.
The snail? The worst case scenario is the snail catching me on the early side.
The snail is pretty smart.
Yeah, no, the snail is almost certainly more intelligent than me.
Hyper-intelligent.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not hyper-intelligent. I'm barely non-hyper-intelligent. So
that even me.
I don't have a lot of faith in what I've got going on in terms of surviving the snail-based apocalypse.
I see.
But as
Good
it comes
music.
Down to it, I figured I'd survive more than 68% of people.
That's a very specific percent.
69%.
Fair enough.
70, maybe. I don't know. And you? What do you think, Richard?
I mean, it depends on how intelligent the snail really is, you know?
Doesn't it really more depend on how intelligent you are?
No, because I think there's a human limit on how much we can defend ourselves, you know what I mean?
Against a snail?
Yeah, because what if a snail sends decoy snails or something? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be able to sleep easy at night knowing that a snail is trying to kill me.
To begin with, but...
I think we should have asked someone with more emphasis on their own, racing of life.
Enjoyment of life.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you would never know if, the people in your life are colluding with a snail either.
True.
That's
there are some
I'm
snakes
scared.
Out there.
There are some snakes, yeah. And
yeah.
some snails, too.
And some snails. Lots of both.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this quiz.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Duncan, since
Oh, is this
guests.
The quiz?
Yeah,
no,
please.
It's not the quiz.
Hit me.
But okay. it's a quiz to warm us up for the quiz. So it's if you were a character in a horror movie, this is how you would die. This is straight off BuzzFeed, by the way. So
immediately,
just,
yes.
Follow it. Okay, so choose a villain. Pennywise from It,
mm-hmm.
Freddy Krueger, Jason, the hockey mask.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, who's Freddy Krueger?
From Nightmare on Elm Street.
Claws.
Okay,
you know,
gotcha.
This guy. You'll know.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like
one?
The guy you just said.
Chucky. And Jigsaw from Saw.
Mm-hmm.
And Ghostface from Scream.
I gotta go with Jason.
Really?
From Friday the 13th.
Why?
Yeah. Hockey. I love hockey. I'm a big hockey guy. I'm a big fan of the machete. I think the machete is a classic look.
Yeah.
When it comes to cutting off people's skin, machete, classic look.
It's a pretty good weapon, actually, now that I think about it. Zombie apocalypse machete would be a pretty useful tool.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
Depends on how many zombies. Really.
Of course.
All right, choose a haunted setting. An old mansion, home, but you're alone. An abandoned house that belongs to a relative, an isolated hotel with an old caretaker, deep in a forest, or an old cemetery at night.
Deep in the forest.
Deep in the forest.
Of course, in my cabin.
In your cabin with the wooden stove?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good memory.
You know a lot about the cabin already.
I've been in that cabin. What completely idiotic thing would you do? When it's time to run away, you run the wrong way. You're in a two-story house and you run upstairs. You befriend other victims and get emotionally attached to them. You see something weird on the side of the road while driving, and you get out of the car to investigate. You think the villain is dead before it actually is, or you give a stranger a ride.
I'd give a stranger a ride.
You'd give a stranger.
I'm stupid, yeah.
Fair.
Choose your weapon. Kitchen knife, chainsaw, pointy teeth, an axe, a machete, or a possessed doll.
Axe. Right?
Yeah. Choose a place to get lost in. A giant hotel, somewhere snowy, an empty city in the rain, in the depths of a forest, a roadside hotel, or a toy store.
Somewhere snowy.
Choose a seemingly normal prop. A phone, a shower curtain, a glass, a computer, a television, or a mirror.
A glass.
Okay, so you will get cut in half by a chainsaw.
Thank God. Finally.
Unfortunately, your character had the misfortune to cross paths with the guy with the saw. He'll cut you right down the middle, so there's definitely no chance of survival.
Nice.
It's like, it's not too bad. It's excellent. Quick, right?
I'll take it.
You think chainsaw death, quick?
There are worse ways to go.
How would you approach it?
A chainsaw death?
Straight down?
Straight across, definitely.
Straight across?
Neck off, I think.
Oh, yes.
Neck off is... That sounds like the fastest
way. You have a chainsaw... No, but you're not... If you're the murderer, you
sorry.
Oh, that's a good question. I hadn't thought about me being the murderer.
You're the murderer.
I was mostly thinking about me being the person that was getting murdered.
No.
Because we are all innocent people, there is no worry to be the murderer.
I am godly.
On that brief note, we're going to switch into Grow by Francis. This is the Jane Doe's bootleg. I hope you all enjoy.
The Jane Doe's bootleg. Lovely.
That is right. was Grow by Jane Doe. And we're gonna switch into some grime briefly, just for my friend Sudan's sake. Enjoy.
Telling them we wanna do it our way. Everything is homegrown, coming like agave. Young Rico Suave, everything to me is blasé. Told the architect to make the whole thing parquet. Three piece on, Prince of Wales check. Freddie on the bowl saying where we're gonna sell next. Where I come from, we talk about who's going jail next. Not everyone's a shotter, but everybody's running from a copper. And nobody wants to beat the blocker. 16 set up by a chick, what a cock up, yeah. After shock days, St. James on the block days. New brand flex days, Morley's on an S day. Wait, 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 you don't remember that. Night bus, New Year's Eve, 1 December back. All these memories I hold. The next thing I know, I end up on the road. To an Usher, Drizzy, even to a cold. Then I give a girl my soul. And next thing you know, I'm turning 28 years old. Whoa. Getting older, things I see make me turn colder. Top down, sitting in this roadster. In these funny times, it's important that we're closer. Started meditation and I started doing yoga. Killing all these rappers, I'm the scenes, Casa Sosa. Ring up four Benz and make him drop it on my chauffeur. We about to get this bread popping like a toaster. If you don't get it now, then you'll get it when you're older. Uh-huh. Yeah. You.
Thank you.
we're back. And I don't know if anyone listening out here has ever played the game Bobby's Picnic.
I know I haven't.
Whose picnic?
Bobby's Picnic, yeah. So how it works is we're all going to a picnic and you get to bring some items but not other items.
How many?
Well, as many as you want, as long as it fits within like the rule, and your job is to figure out what that rule is.
Okay, okay? I'm in.
What?
So wait, we're going to Bobby's Picnic.
All right. Uh-huh.
At Bobby's Picnic you can bring cheese but you can't bring Parmesan.
Okay.
Can I bring peels of oranges?
Yes.
I can bring peels.
You can bring peels of oranges.
But I can't bring pears.
No.
Okay.
Have you played this before?
I've played something similar, Richard. Can you play, please?
I haven't played this before.
No.
Bring something to the picnic, Richard.
Okay, I'm bringing apples.
You can bring those.
Okay, cool.
Can I bring trees?
Yes.
But I can't bring
Parmesan?
Oranges.
You can't bring oranges.
I cannot bring oranges, but I can bring trees.
Yes.
Oh, wait, is this like a game?
Yeah. Yes, Richard.
Oh.
Please, for the love of Christ.
Wait, so there's like a rule that like,
determines
a rule, what you
yeah.
can and
you
can't
can bring trees, but you cannot bring oranges.
Okay, possibly.
You can bring apples, but you can't bring pears.
I see.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can bring a bottle of water, but you can't bring
a jug?
No, can't bring
no jug, but just a bottle.
Just a bottle, no jug.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I can't bring a liter of water, but I can bring a gallon.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
I can go to the picnic, but technically neither of you can.
No, we can't go to the picnic.
No.
However, we could go to a get-together.
A get-together.
I suppose.
I suppose you could go to a get-together.
It's a little iffy, but I guess.
It's a little iffy, yeah, but...
So you both have played this game before.
Richard, use your mind, brother.
I don't understand.
It's not that hard.
Channel your hyper-intelligent snail.
Yikes. He's lurking. Can I bring a peach?
No.
No. You can bring beef, but not chicken.
Yes. You can't bring pork.
No pork.
This is whack.
You can, however, bring...
Music's really, like, pumping me up for this.
You can bring fatty stuff. You can bring fatty stuff. But you can also bring beef, but you can't bring lamb.
No lamb.
Only beef and fatty stuff.
And I completely give up.
You can't bring bread, but you can bring ciabatta.
You can't bring toast, but you can bring
jelly.
Thank you.
I'm so lost.
Come on, Richard.
Is it some word thing, like a number of syllables or something?
It's
stupid?
A word thing. That's a big hint in itself.
It's really not that hard.
Is it four letters stuff?
Sort of.
No, you can bring a zoo, but you can't bring any animals.
Can you bring a zebra?
No zebra.
Can you bring a giraffe?
Yes, giraffe.
Okay. I thought so.
But no animals, though.
No lions?
No lions.
But you can bring no antelopes?
What?
No antelopes?
Oh, wait, no antelopes, no.
Yeah.
Otters, though. You can bring an otter.
You can bring otters. Mm-hmm. Richard, do
can you bring snakes?
No. You could bring rattlesnakes, though.
That's true. Yeah.
Can you bring... So you can't bring peaches?
No. We've been over this.
I don't know. Can you give me another hint?
You can bring a peach tree, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't help. At all.
You can't bring meat, but you can bring...
Beef. That's the only meat you can bring.
For the love of God.
You can just bring beef, yeah.
You can bring a roast, but you can bring beef. You can also bring lamb, but not roast.
You can't bring lamb.
No, you can only bring beef.
You can only bring
Richard, I've misinformed you, and I apologize.
That's horrific.
You can bring noodles.
What do you got?
But no ramen.
Yeah, yes. I completely have no
you
idea.
You can bring poodles.
Oh, I know exactly
but
what
no
this
dogs.
Is. I know exactly
bring
what this is.
Bring something to the picnic, Richard.
You can bring apples.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can bring jelly.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can bring... let me think first.
For the love of God, thank God.
Swimming pools?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This game is stupid.
What will you bring, Richard?
Really? Because it took you a while.
What are you bringing?
Okay, it did take me a while.
What are you bringing? Tell me.
What will I bring?
Yeah.
The music's like building up.
It is building up. Let me think about it.
What will Richard bring?
You said the beef was the only meat you can bring.
For now, yes.
I say that that's wrong.
Yeah?
Okay.
Because you know what?
What?
I'm bringing mutton.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Blown away. That was
oh,
incredible.
Yeah.
Excellent work.
I've played this game like four times with four different people now.
I have like, actually
I've never
played
thought
this before.
Of mutton.
I completely forgot about this before, though.
Brilliant. Well done.
That was brilliant.
I'm very proud of you, Richard.
That was a pretty incredible musical.
I hope everyone was actually interested listening to that.
You figured it out, like, in the perfect amount of time.
That's true.
It's probably
That's
a good
true.
Time to do a station ID.
That is a good time to do a station ID. This is DJ Ding, Dazzle Frazzle, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it freeform, everyone.